Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All righty. Good Monday morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy you're with us here on a Friday morning. This is kind of weird when you have a Thursday off. I had people texting me yesterday, where are you? What's going on? There's a different show on the air this morning. It was the Heidi Harris show. But, you know, here's the deal. You can say a lot of things about me, but I am never going to fight with my boss when he says, all right, you're off tomorrow.
Yeah.
because it was a holiday. It's a station holiday. I didn't call it. Not necessarily a federal holiday that I agree with, but that's fine. It was a corporate holiday. And we had the day off. In fact, I think everybody here had the day off. I think there was a best of the Annie Fry show and the Mark Reardon show. And we're back today on a Friday morning, raring to go. Scott J. Gow in the studio with me this morning. Kim St. Ange continues her vacation. I believe she will be back on Monday. Same with Ethan Bright, who's been off all week as well. Drew Young doing a great job in here for us. We appreciate that. And Daniel helping out outside on the phones. And, of course, Sue Thomas has been consistently with us here the last few days. So she'll be in here this morning with your traffic. I can't think of any real problems out there except the heat today. You know what I got to do yesterday, Scott J. Gow? I had an appointment with Dr. Green. I got to go golfing.
Oh, yes.
I did. Thank you. Yes, Dr. Green.
My favorite doctor.
That doctor, yes. Yeah. Went out to Spirit Airport, to the landings at Spirit, and played 18 holes, and it was glorious. And at the end of it, my golf game sucks as bad as it always has because yeah. That was really the first time I've golfed this year. I mean, I don't know that I've had the clubs out of the bag this year, well, which is pathetic to say because it's late June. What have I been doing?
Yeah, and the weather's actually been pretty good.
I know, and now I'm waiting till it's 100 degrees outside to go golfing. Actually, yesterday was very nice. It, the nice breeze. It was, 80 degrees, but fairly low humidity. I'm glad I'm not golfing this weekend because it looks like it's going to be hotter than Hades out there. It's coming, just so you know. My son, however, had a great day. He shot a 79.
What?
And he got a double bogey on the last hole.
No way. The
only hole I parred was 18, and my son got a double bogey on 18. He was so mad because he would have had a 78. It would have been one of his lowest rounds in maybe ever. I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So I was very proud of him. He had a great day. My friend Joe went with us, and we just enjoyed our holiday. We figured, well, you know, it's a holiday. We got the day off. We might as well go out and take advantage of that by playing a little bit of golf. Even if we don't play it well, it's better than a day at work, generally speaking. And that was a good time. Went out and saw my friends at Lit Cigar Lounge. After that, they had a little wild turkey tasting out there. And saw my friend Brian, and that was fantastic. If you've never been out there, it's in the district. You should check it out sometime for sure. Hey, I got my new roof put on yesterday. I've got the day off, right? And normally we're up at 3 a.m. So if you have the day off, you're looking forward to sleeping in. I knew they were coming to do my roof, but I didn't know what time they were going to get there. I hadn't been warned they're going to be there at dark 30. So at 6 a.m., we hear this knocking at the door. And I said to my wife, who's knocking on our door at 6 in the morning? And, of course, it was the roofing crew telling us we had to move our trucks out of the driveway, our car, my truck and my daughter's car. We had to move them out of the driveway so that they could occupy the driveway and get the roof put on. But they did a great job.
I guess you got to start early for a whole roof, right?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They started at 6 in the morning and tried to go back to bed briefly with all the banging and everything. That was impossible.
Yeah, that's pretty
rough. It was rough, but I got a new roof and I'm happy with that. My friends from Correll Roofing took care of me. I've got pictures of it up on the Facebook page if you want to go check it out. With them hard at work yesterday. They're going to put new gutters on next, so I'm looking forward to that as well. Those bigger gutters, like the 6-inch gutters, so that should be nice. All right, lots going on in the world. Gavin Newsom has been set back on his hindquarters, as he should have been. You know, we used to call the Ninth Circuit out in California the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals. I think Rush Limbaugh, the legend, is the one that first came up with that phrase. But these days, Donald Trump did a great job in his first term of appointing some people with common sense to the Ninth Circuit. And a 3-judge appeals panel out there in the Ninth Circuit ruled in favor of the president having the authority to order the National Guard into a situation. And the Gavin Newsom, they shut him down because he was just trying to make a political statement out of all of this, just like Alex Padilla rushing into a news conference screaming at the Secretary of Homeland Security. Nobody's ever heard of Alex Padilla. Now he gets national primetime coverage and gets to go in the well of the Senate and cry like a 2-year-old because he got arrested for doing something he shouldn't have done in the first place, which is make a donkey's ass out of himself. Shouldn't have done that, right? So now Gavin Newsom, same thing. He's suing the president over this because he wants the nationwide attention it's going to get him for the next Democratic presidential nomination. It right down the line, Jasmine Crockett, we got sound from her this morning. You're absolutely not going to believe. And as Senator Kennedy called it, it's the let them talk campaign. Please just let them keep flapping their gums and let America understand the lack of depth you're dealing with here when it comes to intelligence on the left in this country and the way they approach the subject matter. It's unbelievable. But a big victory for the president there that if you've got a situation, and Portland may be next, in case you're not paying attention this morning. But there were riots in Portland yesterday, and they may have to send the National Guard in. I think the president's going to have to look at it in Portland. Not to arrest people or attack the crowds, just to protect federal buildings, because the Antifa wing is at it again. And the only way you shut that down is to have security standing there, says most business owners in Ferguson, who might still have their buildings today had the National Guard been sent in by Jay Nixon at the time, instead of waiting a day till after everything burned down and then sending in the National Guard. Really, what was the point? So I was glad to see a victory there for the president. Bombing in Iran continues by Israel, not by the United States. And the president has once again, for all of the people who were whining and doing adult level temper tantrums last week, including Tucker Carlson and who apparently has apologized to the president, and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others. About the, don't you dare do Israel's bidding and bomb Iran, blah, blah, blah. He's like, listen, the option's on the table. We will give them one final chance. I'm going to give myself up to 2 weeks to make this decision. And if they haven't come to the table over this, we might have to go hard on them. And I don't know how you could ask for a more reasoned approach than that. It's clear the president doesn't want to have to do it. But at the end of the day, I've even got Rahm Emanuel. Remember that guy former mayor of Chicago, former right-hand man for Bill Clinton, all of that stuff, the guy that was famous for making the quote, always take, never fail to take advantage of a good crisis, that's the guy. He's now admitting in hindsight that Bill Clinton was urged to take out North Korea's nuclear sites in 1994 and failed to do so. And now North Korea has nuclear weapons. And Rahm Emanuel's pondering, what if we had followed that advice and done that at the time? So in other words, he's saying Donald Trump is on the right track. Rahm Emanuel is saying Donald Trump's on the right track. That's huge. Huge, I tell you. All right, I've gone over here just a little bit. Why don't we go ahead and hit the top stories, Drew? Thank you.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Certainly, the entire world is on the president's side when it comes to the fact that Iran cannot obtain a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, Caroline Leavitt, I think, has hit the nail on the head there. Everybody tends to agree with that. All they want to do is whine about how we're going about it.
Democracy is not self-executing. It requires people, judges and people in the Justice Department and people throughout the government who take an oath to uphold the Constitution.
Well, any idea what the hell Obama's going on about this morning? I'm not quite sure what it is. He needs to go back to one of his mansions and mind his own business.
Real congressional oversight to be done here. How could this possibly have happened? What was the role of the First Family? What was the role of the White House aides? I think it'd be great politics and great for the country, for Ron Johnson and the other Republicans on Capitol Hill talking about investigating, to invite Democrats to make it a bipartisan investigation.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Mark Halperin, they're not going to do that, Mark. But the bad news is they're not going to do that. The polling, by the way, overwhelmingly supports an investigation into who was actually running the last administration.
Tucker's a nice guy. He called and apologized the other day because he thought he said things that were a little bit too strong, and I appreciated that. And Ted Cruz is a nice guy. If they think that it's okay for Iran to have a nuclear weapon, then they should oppose me, but nobody thinks it's okay.
There you go. President out talking about Tucker. Tucker's getting lots of headlines out of it, but I would love to have been a fly on the wall for that conversation. For sure. All right. Went a little long there. That's okay. Drew, let's get to our national anthem, please. Nice, Drew, with the music this morning. We appreciate that, my friend. Well done. That's an oldie. Digging into the archives there. All right. So I mentioned this a minute ago, and it just bears repeating. I'm sorry. All of these people that have melted down over going into the possibility of the U.S. bombing in Iran. And the one of the most recent ones was Marjorie Taylor Greene, who just lost her mind over this. These folks who are just convinced that we're just doing Israel's bidding and blah blah blah, and she's like, hey, being against war is not anti-Semitic. Listen to this.
It is not anti-Semitic to say that we do not want to go to war against Iran or any other country. That is not anti-Semitic at all. It's actually rational, it's sane, and it's loving to people all over the world. A Middle Eastern war will pull America back 20 years.
So her argument is on the Iraq WMD argument when she says it pulls us back 20 years. And I get that. There are people in the party who exist here because of the reaction to how badly that went. The never-ending wars, the blah, blah, blah. That seems to be their primary motivation in a lot of cases for where they are in the Republican Party on the conservative side right now. That's fine. But at the end of the day, the person sitting in the Oval Office has to be the adult in the room. And the adult in the room, if you've been a parent, you know this is true. There's just so many times you can wag your finger at the child before you have to do something to get the child's attention. In this case, the child is Iran. Now, we can wag our finger and try to negotiate with Iran all we want, but there are children you can't negotiate with. There are. Look, can we just face that? That need a good, swift...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Whack on the butt to get their attention. You can try diplomacy all you want, but you can't negotiate with terrorists. You can't do it. Now, listen to Rahm Emanuel, former mayor of Chicago, right-hand lunatic to Bill Clinton. Smart guy, politically, strategically, you know what I'm talking about. Never forget to take advantage of a good crisis. That was Rahm Emanuel. Rahm Emanuel admitted yesterday on CNN, and it killed them as he was sitting there with Caitlin Collins, and he admitted this, that Bill Clinton had a chance to do the exact same thing in 1994, and Rahm Emanuel regrets to this day that they didn't do it.
Now, I'm haunted by two things. Not haunted, but I have a flashing yellow light. In 1994, same room, Situation Room, mm-hmm. Bill Clinton was getting very, basically his security team, bombed North Korea. Carter, President Carter, having gone there, messed it up and messed up that opportunity, and now you have a nuclear North Korea.
Yeah, listen to Rahm Emanuel. We had the opportunity in 1994 to do the same thing and to keep the idiots in North Korea who can't seem to get a missile beyond their coastline very far before it falls into the ocean. Thank God they're a bunch of fumbling idiots. They had the opportunity to deny North Korea the ability to have nuclear weapons, and Bill Clinton dropped the ball. So you've got Rahm Emanuel saying, we've been there before in that same Situation Room with an opportunity to prevent a hostile foreign nation from getting nuclear weapons, and we failed. And I really wish we had taken action then. Yeah, Democrats talking about this. Now, you can argue, well, Democrats don't mind never-ending wars and blah, blah, blah. The Democrats, with a few exceptions, have all flipped on Iraq. I mean, even Hillary Clinton was for it before she was against it with the WMD argument in Iraq. This is a totally different situation. There's no doubt. We've got the guy, and I'll have the sound here for you in the next hour, a guy who is one of the energy policy directors for Barack Obama, admitting that they know Iran was enriching uranium and was just a few weeks away from having enough to make multiple nuclear warheads. This is somebody from the Obama Energy Department admitting that it's there. So we all need to wake up to the reality, whether you like wars or not, at some point, somebody's got to be the adult in the room. And I think I give Donald Trump at this point a great deal of credit for showing as much restraint as he has. You know, those stealth bombers are fueled up at Whiteman Air Force Base, and I think we've even already got a couple of them staged overseas. They're ready to go with the Bunker Buster 30,000-pound bomb if need be. And if you don't have strength and the ability to project that strength, people like Iran, like North Korea, they don't respect it. They don't respect you. These people are fanatics. And the criticisms of Trump on this have gone way too far from the right. I expect it from the left. But I don't. I've been very disappointed in what I've heard from people on the right side of the political spectrum on all of this. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Scott on the Spot. Stay tuned.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the Spot.
So I don't know if you've reported on this year, Mark, or heard about this story. This woman in Connecticut who filed a lawsuit against the public school system because she can't read or write.
I think we reported on that one time. Might have been in other news or something like that. Yeah.
Well, now she is demanding a settlement on the lawsuit for $3 million. Her name is Alicia Ortiz. She came with her mother years ago, I think when she was in first grade, from Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And she has some special needs, dyslexia, things like that. But her lawsuit says that the public school system, no one in the school system really stepped up to help her out over the last, 12 years she's been in school. And now she is apparently attending a university part-time. But this week, she put a settlement offer on the table for $3 million. And I guess the bigger question is, what obligation are schools under to make sure that when kids graduate, they have those basic skills? And are we as education systems focusing on the right things right now?
No.
AI, and we've got all this other stuff going on with gender issues and that kind of stuff.
It's a great case to indict our failing schools. And somebody's got to have the guts to say it. I know Linda McMahon has talked about it, and some of the people that have been put in charge of the Department of Education. It for too long, kids have been pushed through the system. And the clearest evidence of that are places like Chicago, where these studies come out and prove that 0% of kids are at grade level proficiency for math or reading, just basic things that everybody should be able to do. How is that a thing? How can you push a kid from fourth to fifth grade if they're not meeting even the basics of understanding? You know that if a teacher knows a child can't read and they just push them on because they don't want them in their classroom anymore, yes, that's our education system failing that child. This child, somebody failed this child. Now, the parent also bears some responsibility. How much is the parent paying a portion of this settlement?
Right, that's a good point.
If 50% of it's on the school, 50% of it's on the parent. Now, maybe the parent is not a good teacher and therefore would never have been the homeschooling type who couldn't have sat the kid down at a table and tried to teach her things they couldn't teach her in the school, but she should have at least recognized it.
Yeah, you don't have to be a homeschooling parent to be aware of what your kid is learning in school, right?
Or not.
Or not learning.
Yeah.
I mean, that's half of the child. Actually, most of the child's life is spent at home. There are several hours during the day where they're at school, but then they come home, they've got homework, and then they have to show their parents their report cards, things like that. So there has to be some awareness on the parent. I mean, I'm not saying the school bears no responsibility, but I think what you're getting at is these days there are so many other things that schools are getting wrapped up in. In fact, there was a poll that came out recently where a large majority of the people polled, and this was split Democrat, Republican, Independent,
right,
said, yes, we just need to focus more on core subjects, math, reading, science, social studies, and not all this other stuff that people want to teach.
Amen, amen. And this is the problem with the liberal approach to this. So Michael Burton, who's an elected state representative, is commenting on our Facebook page this morning. Maybe Republicans in this state have underfunded our school system, Mark. Is this hard for you to understand? They think that if you throw more money at everything, that fixes the problem. Look at the city of St. Louis. I forget what the statistic, the last numbers I saw, but it was something like they're spending $16,000 per student and the schools are still failing. So at what point do you realize that the answer is not the amount of money you're throwing at it? It's holding teachers and the education system to a higher responsibility and putting some of that back on the parents. Now, when I was a kid, and I'm not going back to the when I was a kid and had to walk, uphill in the snow to school. I'm not saying that. But Drew, tell me, because you're younger than both of us, there was a time when you were given your report card and you had to take it home and get it signed by your parents and bring it back to school. What happened to that? Because you might now have parents who really, if they're not involved in their child's life to the extent that they should be, never know what the kid's report card looks like. They might not. The kid doesn't bring it to them or they don't get it emailed to them.
Yeah, they started sending them online.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Online.
Give them a hard copy. I mean, like through the portal. I know that we can sign in through the portal and look at our daughter's grades. And we do. But there clearly are parents who don't. They must just not care. I don't get that. The amount of money you spend per pupil is irrelevant. What we need to do is take the amount of money that per pupil and let the parents in failing school districts port their money to a district where they are paying attention to what's going on. It might be a private school. I don't care. If you have if it's your tax dollars, you should be able to spend them most efficiently where your child's going to, and you know who doesn't want that? The NEA doesn't want that because they don't want the competition, period.
Right. Yeah, and I think the private voucher issue here in Missouri is another thing where a lot of pushback from teachers associations and from groups that are supporting public schools. I understand they're supporting public schools, but options are always better. Competition is always better. Always.
And they don't want the competition. That they jump back to the, well, it's a violation of church and state if you're giving public money to a Christian school or something like that. Chicken crap. I'm not buying that. That has nothing to do with the separation of church and state. It's not about if it's going to, it could go to a Muslim school. It could go to a Christian school. It's not about the state creating or supporting a religious organization. It's not the state funding Christianity. The whole point of that was not to have the Church of England. That was the point of separation of church and state. It's not about whether or not tax dollars that are being misspent in St. Louis couldn't be better applied to your child's education in a different district, whether it's a private school or a public school. I'm with you. Competition is what these teachers' unions do not want, period. And they cry about the excuse that it's damaging public schools. Well, no, it's not. The public schools have damaged themselves.
Sure, and I don't think anyone would agree. I don't think anyone would say, oh, yeah, teachers are overpaid.
No,
or that they
that's
don't
not,
have a thankless job.
Right.
Or that's not a difficult job. But most people who are teachers, in my experience, are people who want to be teachers.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Teachers, and yes, they probably could make more money. Sure, there's a lot of industries where people could make more money.
Like law enforcement. Right.
Radio.
And radio. And radio. And I'm not being critical of all teachers here, because everybody remembers their favorite teacher. And it was that person who was passionate about what they did, and they cared about your learning, and they had an influence on your life in some way. I get that. It's the leaders in these districts that have failed people. They've ruined the curriculum. They've moved the focus to things that aren't important, like DEI, instead of reading, writing, and arithmetic. It's that simple. And throwing more money at that bad decision making doesn't improve the educational outcome for the children. It just doesn't. So good for this kid, I guess. I mean, I don't know if she would have earned $3 million in her lifetime, so I don't know how you estimate that damage, but at least she's pointing out the failures of the education system, and that's a big one. She fell through the cracks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
An interesting case.
And the people who should be filling those cracks, so the kids that can't fall through them, are making a couple of hundred thousand a year as school administrators, and that's the shame of our school districts right now, for sure. All right, quick break here. We'll have you heard what Charlie Kirk said over the weekend? The left is melting down. I say that Charlie Kirk and Harrison Butker for president and vice president someday. That would make me very happy. I'll let you hear his controversial statements when we come back. Nice. Love the music this morning, man. Drew is killing it here. We appreciate you, my friend. Thank you for that. Hey, you know, I got a message. Michael Burton is tearing us up here on Facebook. He hates the fact that one school district is spending more than others. It's not about the amount of money you spend, Michael. It's about the outcome that you get for it. So here's what I would say to you.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
Still a crap sandwich, Michael, because somebody pointed out on Facebook, look at what they do in Utah. Utah is the lowest spending per student in the country, just about. The lowest in the country. The state is in no rush to change that. We are not in a race to outspend other states, said officials in Utah. Student outcomes are what truly matter, and a focus on funding does not tell the whole story. Well, imagine that. Listen to this. This is from the Salt Lake Tribune. Despite its frugal approach to education spending, Utah has consistently outperformed higher spending states in a lot of academic areas. In math, Utah excels. It shares the top spot with Massachusetts, which spends more than double on its students, for the highest percentage of eighth graders scoring above proficient in 2022. Utah also secured the number 5 spot for the percentage of fourth graders scoring above proficient in math. Reading proficiency, they're ranked in the top 5 or 6, it looks like. Ranked number 3 for reading proficiency for eighth grade, number 7th for fourth grade. So right down the line, it so much matters when it comes to education. That's got nothing to do with how much money you throw against the wall, Michael. So there you have it. Take that back to Jeff City and apply a little bit of common sense to what we're doing down there with our cash. How about that? Hey, Charlie Kirk, remember when Harrison Butker got in all that trouble for telling the women at the university when he was giving a commencement speech? Remember that? Because I loved me some Harrison Butker, because Harrison Butker is not afraid to speak the truth.
I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. As men, we set the tone of the culture. Be unapologetic in your masculinity, fighting against the cultural emasculation of men. Do hard things. Never settle for what is easy.
Thank you, Harrison Butker. Thank you for saying what needs to be said, because it's okay to do that. Harrison Butker's not telling you can't go have a career. He's telling you, forget this feminist argument that you're lesser than if you choose to have a family and or have a family and stay home with your family. Right? Or take time off to be with your family at the risk of hurting your career. That's okay. It's your choice. Work 90 hours a week if you want to never have kids. That's your choice. But there's an argument. People have gotten beaten down over this for years. Well, Charlie Kirk stepped in it again yesterday. And boy, do the people on the left hate Charlie Kirk. He's answering questions at an event, and a 14-year-old girl steps up to the microphone. And here's how this went.
Hi, Charlie. I'm Addie, and I'm 14. I'm a freshman in high school. And I was wondering, as someone who has like a different opinion on college, what would you say the pros and cons are? Because I'm interested in political journalism, and what would your advice be?
Yes, so let me also speak to some of the young ladies here in high school, where your top, if you are, who's here where your top priority is get married and have kids. Raise your hand. Okay.
Like, you could see the girl in the picture, and a bunch of girls standing behind her. And the majority of those girls raised their hand when he asked that question in the affirmative that they would like to get married and have children. So we go on.
Interestingly, I think there is an argument to bring back the MRS degree. And no, seriously. And just be clear, that's why you're going to college, right? Don't lie to yourself. Like, don't, like, oh, I'm studying sociology. No, you're not. We know why you're here. And that's okay, actually. And that's a really good reason to go to college, actually, especially an SEC school. Like, you will find a husband.
And Salon and all of these left-wing posters today, HuffPo, are going sideways on Charlie Kirk for suggesting that college is a target-rich environment to find a spouse. And if that's why you want to go there, you want to go get a college degree and meet the person of your dreams, that's a great place to do it. And if that's not what you want to do, then don't do that. But why can't he have that opinion? I don't understand that. They're treating him like Harrison Butker. I hope he gets a multi-million-dollar raise this year from an NFL team, too. That would be fantastic. We're back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.